This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Frontline has produced an insightful new documentary called Death by Fire. It's the story of Cameron Todd Willingham, something that throws into question the science behind arsons. And at the center of this is a man who was executed by Texas. We're joined by Jesse Dieter, the producer of this documentary. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Just in the past few weeks, there's been a lot of developments. We'll kind of get to that, but if you could help set up the story in case somebody hasn't seen the documentary, why is Cameron Todd Willingham's story so important?
Here you have a horrific fire in which three children die, and then you have a man who's accused of setting that fire, and he's finally executed, the father of these three children, in 2004 for setting that fire.
Around town in Corsicana, Texas, Willingham's lack of serious injuries and a night of partying after the fire fueled rumors.
Immediately after the children were killed in the fire, he was seen at a local bar, essentially exhibiting behavior that was completely inconsistent with a person who had lost his three children.
The police launched an investigation. Todd Willingham was the primary suspect.
You got to count his actions before and after. You got to count his actions during the fire and things like that. That makes the whole story, not just one little segment of it. It's every bit of the story.
And right before the execution, new evidence came to light that there was no actual proof of an arson being set at all.
The fire investigation community largely consists of people who are firemen. They're not scientists. They don't have any formal scientific training. Extinguishing a fire and investigating a fire involve two different skill sets and two different mindsets.
John Lentini is at the top of his field, one of a small group who reinvented the science of arson detection. The change in arson science began when scientists set their own fires and studied how they burned.
From the fire just on the sofa started.
That was the first time science was ever really introduced into the mainstream of fire investigation.
Like Lentini, Dr. Gerald Hurst was one of the new fire scientists.
Gerald Hurst is a chemist extraordinaire with a PhD from Cambridge University.
For years, Willingham's supporters had tried to enlist Hurst's help. They finally gave him the state's arson report only weeks before the scheduled execution.
Taking a look at the photographs and video and testimony and fire investigation report, it became apparent that we were dealing with a fire which had gone to flashover.
Flashover, the instant ignition of all combustible material in a room.
Flashover had left natural patterns on the floor that all post-flashover fires tend to leave behind, and these had been misidentified as pore patterns, and thus the fire had been labeled an arson.
One of the real tragedies in this case is that Gerald Hurst has that evidence that there is no set fire before Willingham is executed, and that at that time is not enough to get Willingham a stay of execution. But subsequently, several of the top investigators through this country have confirmed Gerald Hurst's initial finding, which is there is no scientific proof of arson.
This has implications beyond just capital punishment cases where people might be on death row for setting fires. We're talking about arson investigations all over Texas and all over the country where it could be faulty science that led to the conviction.
Correct, it does. And the good news is John Lentini, a noted fire expert, has said that DAs are starting to come to him proactively and say, you know, we know now since NFPA 921, which is the new regulation that came out new right about the time Cameron Todd Willingham was convicted in 1992, we now know that we need to consider this evidence differently, and there are cases of arson today that we should go back and re-examine, those shades of gray. There are very clear cases of arson that perhaps don't need re-examination, but even district attorneys themselves are starting to say, well, we may want to go back and look at an estimated hundreds of cases in this country where people may be innocent of the arsons for which they were convicted.
All right, Jesse Dieter, producer of a special documentary for Frontline that is airing across the country, and you can also see it online. It's called Death by Fire. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.